I don't want to. As God is my witness, I don't want to. Which probably says good things about you as a person. And, in my opinion, for what it's worth, it says good things about you as a king as well. Justice isn't something to be lightly bartered away, Caleb, and the faith your subjects have in your own and your family's sense of justice is one of the greatest legacies your father left you. I can't say you'll never reach a time when you have no option but to arrest first and figure out what to do second, but I will say that I think you have to avoid it for as long as you can without compromising your safety or the safety of the kingdom as a whole. And that's going to be a judgment call, one you'll have to make. Oh, thanks, Caleb said with a sardonic smile. Well, you are the king. I'm only a lowly bodyguard. Of course you are, Master Trainer. Merlin chuckled just a bit sadly as he remembered the first time King Harald had used that title for him. And in all fairness, there were times he did feel like a puppet master. The problem was that he could never forget his puppets were flesh and blood, or that they had minds, wills, and destinies of their own. And that in the end, they all have the right to make up their own minds, he reminded himself. Don't you ever forget that, Merlin Athrawes, or Nimu Albin, or whoever you really are. I did see to it that Dr. Machlin got bedded down here in the palace tonight, he said aloud after a moment. With your permission, I think it might not be a bad idea to offer quarters here to his daughter and his son-in-law as well, at least until we're confident that the people who set the college on fire tonight really didn't know he was in his office. So you do think there's at least a possibility they were deliberately trying to kill him? Of course there's a possibility of it, Caleb. I just don't think the people behind this could have known he was sitting there like a wyvern on the pond. And if they didn't know he was there, they couldn't exactly have set out deliberately to kill him. I'm not saying they would have shed any tears if they'd managed to catch him in their little sausage roast, because I'm damn sure they wouldn't have. I'm only saying I don't think they set out to do that on purpose, this time. I hope you're right about that. And while we're on the little matter of things I hope, is Dr. Machlin likely to be doing any mental sums about your opportune arrival and peculiar abilities, shall we say? Oh, I think you can count on it, after he's had a chance to get his brain put back into order. That's a very, very bright man, Caleb. I don't think his brain ever really shuts down, and sooner or later, probably sooner, he's going to want to know how I got there, how I got onto the roof, and how we got down the outside of the building. And is there any disconcerting evidence I need to worry about concealing? Any more krakens with harpoons driven completely through them, for instance? I don't think you need to worry about that this time around, Merlin said reassuringly. The walls were already coming down before I left, and the fire brigade's planning on demolishing the rest of them as soon as the embers cool enough. I'm fairly sure that any peculiarities I might have left behind have been thoroughly consumed by the fire. And if they haven't, they'll be gone when the demolition's done. Well, that's a relief, at least. Now all we have to worry about is how we fob off one of the smartest men in Karis, who also happens to be the head of the Royal College, whose full-blooded support, I remind you, we're going to need in the not-so-distant future. Any suggestions on how to go about doing that, Merlin? Actually, I do have a suggestion. Spit it out, then. I don't think you should try to fob him off at all, Merlin said seriously. We're both in agreement that he's an extraordinarily smart fellow, probably smarter than either of us when you get right down to it. So the odds are he's going to figure out a lot of it on his own over the next several 5 days. I think we should just go ahead and tell him. Tell him what? How much? After all, Caleb observed wryly, it's not as if you've told me everything. I know. Merlin's expression was apologetic, and he shook his head. And I promise, I really will tell you as much as I can as soon as I can. But as far as Dr. Mocklin is concerned, I think we need to tell him at least as much as Regis and Benjamin know. Probably as much as Arnold and the rest of your personal detail know. And eventually, I'd like him to know as much as you know, if it turns out that he's philosophically flexible enough to handle it. Philosophically flexible, Caleb repeated with an almost dreamy expression. Now there's a handy term for it. You have a way with words, I see, Sajan Merlin. One tries, Your Majesty. One tries.